afternoon, good evening, Jet Nation. This is Glenn Naughton. I am here today to give you a special episode of Jet Nation Radio. We are going to have an interview with New York Jets superstar wide receiver Brandon Marshall. Brandon is down in San Francisco this week, Super Bowl week, sadly not as a participant, but he is going to be teaming up with Audience Sports and doing some promotional work for them. He's going to be interviewing some celebrities, something he'll get into a little bit more later on. So we do appreciate the opportunity to talk to Brandon today, and we appreciate that opportunity being presented to us by Audience Sports in conjunction with DirecTV and AT&T. So it's a good opportunity for New York Jets fans to get a little bit of insight from a guy who had a truly phenomenal season for the Jets and a guy who put up career numbers, some of the best numbers we as Jets fans have seen, obviously, in our lifetimes. Again, Brandon teamed up with Eric Decker and Ryan Fitzpatrick to basically played a huge role in the franchise record 31 touchdowns thrown by Fitzpatrick. And Marshall himself in his first year over with New York since being acquired from the Bears for a fifth-round draft choice, arguably Mike Maccagnan's best move as GM, and that's saying something for the executive of the year. So let's go ahead and bring Brandon on and see what he's got to say about his time in San Francisco and what exactly he will be doing. Hello,
hey,
Brandon.
Guys,
are you with
you
us?
Doing? Yes, can
doing
you hear
great,
me?
Doing great. I can. You good?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours, Brandon. Thank you so much. So our understanding right now is that you are in San Francisco doing some work for Audience Sports. For those of us who follow you on social media, have some idea exactly what you'll be up to this week. But if I could allow you to expand on what exactly your role will be down there this week.
Yeah, so basically I'm hosting AT&T Audience Sports, all their channels from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm also doing some cool things on the Rich Eisen show, the Dan Patrick show, Joe Buck's show, Undeniable, you know, that he's also a part of the family. So this is an opportunity for me to get my feet wet a little bit, you know. I'm trying to learn the business, and, you know, this is one of the best outlets I could have partnered with to allow me to do that. So I'm taking it all in and trying to do a great job, man, because – eventually, I'll be doing this. Eventually, they're going to take my cleats away, and I'm going to have to be I'm going to be searching for another job, I guess.
Well, you know, and that's it's so great to see, you know, for a player like yourself, because as fans, we hear all the time about how a lot of guys don't set themselves up for that time after retirement. So now you getting involved with this program and obviously getting involved in probably what is one of the biggest events of the combine. I saw earlier you're going to be working with Rich Eisen on his 40 time.
Yeah, yep. And you guys can, like I said, you already said it, you can follow all of that at Audience Sports, you know, all their channels, excuse me. And that's some of the stuff we're going to be doing, man. You know, teaching Rich how to run the 40, that's a big deal. You know, I think more people tune in now for the combine and see Rich run than a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. or Jarvis Landry. So it's cool stuff. And, you know, we have all week to get all this stuff done. You know, there's two parts to the Super Bowl. You know, there's the festivities, you know, all the events and all of the other stuff going on, the parties, celebrities and athletes, everyone comes out. There's going to be over 114 million viewers locked in for this game. And then that's the second part. It's the game. It's like the fireworks, you know. There's the finale, and the game is the finale, and it's going to be a good one. Two great defenses, and you have a contrast between quarterbacks. There's a lot of talk between the quarterbacks and race and different approaches to how they play. So that's going to be awesome to see that. There's a lot of storylines within the game. This is a really great matchup.
And it really is, and it's phenomenal. It seems like the Super Bowl can't get any bigger, but every year it does. And I have to tip my cap to you. I actually tuned in just a few weeks ago and heard you on Adam Carolla's podcast talking a little bit of football and promoting your Project 375. Of course, an organization you're involved with to eliminate the stigma associated with mental illness. But I heard you on Adam, and he asked you for your Super Bowl pick, and you got it half right. You said Denver, Arizona. So who do you like this Sunday?
Well, you said it. I got to stick with that. I can't renege. So I'm a stick with Denver. But, you know, my mind tells me Carolina's going to win. You know, this is a really good team. They're super hot. I don't know if we've ever seen a hotter team around this time. You know, who would have thought they would have come out of that break so energized and so on point and efficient, you know, in all three phases. It's amazing to see them work right now.
And speaking of amazing work, I wanted to talk a little bit about the season you had. Your first year with the Jets obviously put up the huge numbers. And one thing that some fans seem to have forgotten about is early on in camp when it turned out Ryan Fitzpatrick got the job, we all know that, you know, the circumstances behind that. But I remember a quote. I remember you saying that, you know, it was either in the days immediately before or after, but you mentioned how it will often take a receiver and his quarterback, you know, up to a couple of years to develop some real chemistry. And you guys in year one had really phenomenal seasons, both you and Eric Decker and Fitzpatrick throwing the ball. So what do you foresee in year two, now that you have another year under your belt, or you have a year under your belt in this system with Chan Gailey, with Ryan Fitzpatrick? A lot of people, you know, let's face it, Ryan Fitzpatrick this year proved a lot of doubters wrong. You know, a lot of people looked at his track record and said he can't win six games, he can't stop turning the ball over. So much to the point that you had even Jets fans that were so wrong about this guy, they were rooting against him by the end because he was making them look so bad. And it's kind of a sad state of affairs, but that's what happens. But what do you see going into year two with Ryan Fitzpatrick? Again, he's not under contract yet, but I think that would be kind of a shocking outcome if that didn't happen. Todd Bowles has already said Ryan Fitzpatrick, it's his job if he comes back. What do you see next year with a year in the system with Fitzpatrick?
Well, I didn't hear that as far as people rooting against Ryan, but, you know, you said it. You know, it takes a couple – you said that I said it, which I did. You know, it takes a couple years. So just imagine if we continue to work hard and we stick together, we stay healthy, possibilities can be this upcoming year. And we may add a piece here and there, but, you know, the core is in place. It's intact. And he's our leader. And I'm looking forward to seeing how he's really going to take advantage of this off season going in as the guy. You know, it's going to be special. And then we also have Geno. Geno's not going to give it up, you know, easy. And that's great. We need competition. And this is another opportunity for Geno to really watch and see how, you know, a veteran does it. You know, we kind of threw Geno out there. And it's not Geno. It's all quarterbacks coming into the league, you know, where we're saying, hey, you need to win now. Back in the day, we used to give quarterbacks, you know, 3 years, 4 years to develop. Well, that's no longer, you know, an option in the NFL. So, you know, this is great for quarterbacks like Geno and Bryce to really see it and get in it every single day. So I'm glad that we have Ryan to not only lead those guys but also lead the entire organization.
And that is a great benefit. It's been a while, not only since the Jets have had consistent quality quarterback play, but since they've had a guy on the roster who could really bring some young guys along. You mentioned Geno. You know, he's had some ups and downs in his 2 years with the Jets. Well, 2 years as a starter, he's had his issues. But again, as you mentioned, sometimes quarterbacks take time to develop. You know, you just look at Cam Newton. You know, sometimes these guys need a few years till they get it. With that in mind, the one guy we haven't seen, and I think, you know, we've heard a couple of comments here and there from the front office, kind of speaking in generalities, but as a guy who's on the field every day, is there anything you could point out, anything about another guy, Bryce Petty? Was there anything you saw from him? Again, obviously limited reps as the number three guy, but as the season progressed.
I'm not worried about all of that right now. You know, those guys, you know, the number one thing is they have a great quarterback in front of them, you know, to learn from. You know, those guys have some work to do, you know. No telling when they're going to turn the corner to be able to lead, you know, our organization or another organization. But the thing that they need to take advantage of is having Ryan in that meeting room and Ryan on the field. He's the first one out. You know, those guys got to get to a point where they're beating him out to the field. They're staying later than he is, you know. And, you know, I had Rod Smith in front of me, and I had to do the same thing. But it took me a couple of years to learn all of that. But the best part about it was I had the right veteran in front of me, and those are seeds that are planted, and you know, it's on you to water it and let it take root.
And now going into next year, obviously, you know, we talked about how well you and Eric Decker played. We did see flashes from Quincy Enunwa, who's a guy, very intriguing prospect. He's, you know, a good build, very physical player for a receiver. And, of course, that's, you know, he was moved to H-back by Chan Gailey. He's a guy that he's not afraid to get physical inside. But from a pure physical attribute standpoint, he's a guy who I think could be a big playmaker. What are your thoughts on Quincy Enunwa and his future in the league?
Oh, he's a stud. Yeah, it's one of my all-time favorite teammates because the guy is selfless, and what we ask him to do in the run game is I've never seen it done before, and it's unheard of. He's a wide receiver, but also he does things as if he's a tight end, a tackle at times. Then the best part about it, I love seeing this guy catch the ball because, I mean, he's probably one of the best in the league with the ball in his hands. So I hope we get the ball to him a little bit more next year. Not too much because he's going to take away from, you know, my catches. But,
right.
You know, we need him to – we need his catches to go up. We need him, you know, to get better in that department so we can take advantage of that skill set.
And now I saw the other day, again, going back to the mentorship that Fitzpatrick offers, how you encourage Geno to take notes and to try to learn as much from him as possible. Do you feel like during the season that there was progress in terms of what Geno was able to get from Ryan?
Absolutely, yes, man. I'm so proud of Geno. It seemed like he was getting stronger every single day. And again, like I said, you know, he was just thrown out there. And I think that's unfair to a lot of quarterbacks, not just Geno. You know, obviously, there's things that he could have controlled, but I'm excited for his future. It seems like he gets it, and he's working hard at it.
All right. Well, Brandon, I just want to take the time to say thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with Super Bowl week and all the work that you're going to be doing out there with Audience Sports, DirecTV, and all your interviews. I'm sure plenty of Jets fans will be tuning in, seeing what you have to offer, and looking forward to what you bring next year. And, you know, best of luck to you and the Jets in 2017.
All right. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right, boss.
Hey, Nick.